This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Into your life as we face the future with a smile. We are two-thirds of the way through the month of January, Jennifer Horn. January 20th is upon us. There's all kinds of really good numerical realities to 2020, right? 20, today is the 20th, 2020, get it?
Mm-hmm.
2020. It's a new show. It's better than 2020. ABC introduces 2020. So I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn. Victoria has still lost or has not found her voice. She lost it last week. She hasn't found it yet. So she's scratchy and struggling. Kara Schillen is here, as is usually the case, in charge of things in the studio, in our main studio, where Jennifer and I are both in Los Angeles to witness what is coming down the pike. From now on and forevermore, Jennifer, we will be known as people who replaced evil with ignorance. Thus, all these people who want to make Trump out to be this evil doer, I don't see that. I see him not always being on top of things particularly. I also think he's a pretty good actor, so there's some of that. But at any rate, there are a lot of things, as usual, that are coming at us from the impeachment. First, however, would you like to go through in the sports department? I suppose the SAG Awards were on people's minds, and also what teams are going to the Super Bowl? Certainly.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest story. I know it's not your favorite, but it's probably the biggest story of the morning so far, is that the Super Bowl has been determined. The Super Bowl will be held on February the 2nd. Next week will be an off week for both of these teams, and then they'll play in the Super Bowl. And congratulations goes out to the Kansas City Chiefs. They were ranked number 2 all throughout the season under the leadership of the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. And then the 49ers, who have just been unstoppable this season. So many people wanted to say it was a fluke, that they were just getting easy teams at the beginning, but the 49ers have made their way to the Super Bowl. They killed the Green Bay Packers. Holy smokes. It was kind of a blowout.
Wow.
Yeah,
Holy
it was a
smokes.
Blowout at the beginning, that's for sure. And then Green Bay tried to catch up, but I think the final score was 37-20. So this has been the 49ers' year, and now we know it'll be the 49ers against the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, an all-red Super Bowl.
So the folks in Boston are all worked up because Brady is, as of today, talking to other teams about his future.
Right. Of
he
course
uses
he is.
That as leverage, but he should be talking to other teams about what it is.
Yeah, if he's not ready to retire yet, certainly that would be the appropriate thing. And it also lets the Patriots know that he's going to be in demand. And so what do they want to do? Do they want to give him 2 more years and let him retire as a Patriot? Or do they want to let him go and have to play against him? And he'll go back. He'll be a Patriot.
Of
that's
course
for sure.
The fans would go bananas. They'd really, they'd craft and have so much starch aimed at him if they were not to. But they play a game. There's, again, speaking about actors and drama and stuff, that's what this is. It's kind of the same sort of thing, if you will. So he puts on his hat and his coat and his gloves, and he heads out into the wilderness to see what happened. He's ready to meet with other teams in the free agency report. Okay, so now we have the impeachment on the front burner. Alan Dershowitz is on the team, not on the team? What is
it? Yeah, he's... So on Friday, Trump announced his legal team. So he's got Pat Cipollone, who is the White House counsel. He's got Jay Sekulow, who is his personal attorney and has been for a while. They're leading everything. But they get to bring in a group of advisors and people who will actually make arguments during the impeachment trial. And he brought in, and I think it's pretty smart, Ken Starr, and he brought in Alan Dershowitz, amongst others. There are others as well. I think his team is 7 or 8 deep. And so all weekend long, Alan Dershowitz was just bombarded. And, I mean, he put himself out there to go on the talk show. So I'm not, like, saying he's a victim in any way. But he was attacked by the news media. Whose side are you on? Will you defend Trump? I mean, this is a guy who didn't vote for Trump and who probably won't vote for Trump again in 2020. But he understands that impeachment is really a bad precedent to set. And he argued against it when Republicans did it to Bill Clinton. And he's arguing it now when Democrats are doing it to Donald Trump. So his argument, and he was saying it all weekend long on the Sunday shows, and he said it he did a couple of interviews on CNN on Saturday. He said, look, I'm there arguing and defending the Constitution. Am I on Trump's legal team? Yes. Am I there to necessarily defend him as a person? No. I'm there to defend the argument that this is not the right move via the Constitution. And so that's what he's been saying very clearly and simply. That's what his argument has been when he's been talking about this for the last 2 years. But for some reason, now people want to nail him because he's aligning himself with
Trump.
So
they want to nail him because, as usual, they go back and they found some obscure comment. He said, as this thing all got started this past week, abuse of power, even if proven, is not an impeachable offense. That's what the framers rejected. And then the comments that he made in 1998 when Clinton was facing impeachment, he said, quote, it certainly doesn't have to be a crime if you have somebody who completely corrupts the office of president, who abuses trust, and who poses great danger to our liberty. You don't need a technical crime. So that's what they were trying to hang him out to dry on, the conduct of foreign policy, subverting the Constitution, Iran-Contra, all kinds of things. That was something that almost brought Ronald Reagan down. Remember? Well, you don't remember that probably, but it was something that was very much on everybody's mind at the time. Ollie North was involved in selling. It was just, it was a creepy, crawly time, frankly. The president, I think, has been pretty clear about the business of the impeachment probe. Wasn't Nancy Pelosi on all of the talk shows yesterday? Or was
everybody was everywhere. Nancy Pelosi, I think, did Bill Maher. You had Adam Schiff, who was out there, who's the lead case manager. Jerry Nadler was all over the Sunday shows. You had Donald Trump Jr. I mean, it takes me a long time to do show prep on Sunday. For my program, it was a really easy weekend because you had all the big guns out there on both sides of the aisle sharing their perspective on this, and this is how it's going to be. I think probably the most controversial thing will be, how do witnesses get called? Will witnesses get called?
And there are a number of key Republican senators who will determine whether or not witnesses get called, right?
That's how right, because it's just a majority vote.
Mitt Romney and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski.
For the actual impeachment, you have to have 67 senators, and so that looks really unlikely to remove President Trump from office. But it's a simple majority to determine if witnesses are called. And what's really kind of, I don't know, I think this is very unfair, is that if they should either determine to call witnesses or not, in my mind. If they do, that means both sides can present their witnesses. But that's not how this works. They'd be able to determine a witness list. And so Democrats are pushing, saying, well, if you have this list, you don't need to put Hunter Biden on it. You don't need to put the whistleblower on it. You don't need to put Adam Schiff on it. How come you would put those on it? If they do witnesses, this is going to extend into something that is going to last for months, because you're going to have both sides presenting witnesses and then having the other side argue against why that person is necessary. The truth is that when Democrats had the chance, when they were ahead of this trial and they were pushing through and they weren't being fair, they weren't allowing Republicans to call the people they wanted or ask the questions that they wanted, they had the opportunity to call all of these people and to subpoena them, and they didn't. And so why they think they can get a do-over now, like the House was a mulligan or something, you know, it's like they get to do it again. And so I don't know that that's necessarily fair, especially because they were in control. Now, I'd understand it if Republicans determined all the rules schools, and they were, the Democrats felt like they weren't getting a fair shake. But that wasn't the case at all. They were the ones in charge. So I think it's now time for them to present the evidence that they collected, and let's move on. Otherwise, this thing is going to last 4 months.
Yeah, it'd be nonsensical.
And it's not good for anybody. It's not good for Democrats. People are sick of it. It's not, I mean, it's not good for Trump, but I think it's even worse for them. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I don't
it just
think
doesn't
it
make
is.
A lot
I
of
think
sense.
I'm not sure that it hurts Trump much at all.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. Like, it actually, I think it hurts them more the more they drag it out.
Well, so but let them, let it play. I think the more that is said, the more it seems like, okay, well, we're trying to pander to them. The hell with them. Let them go off and be stupid. They're wasting money. People, hopefully, in the election cycle at the ballot box will remember that and vote for their opponents. You know, that's about all you can hope for under this circumstance. I thought it was interesting that John Bolton still floating around here, but Trump said he might block his testimony. Is that something under executive privilege that he can do? I guess he can keep anybody from – can he keep anybody on his side from –
Not anybody and not anybody on his side, but people who worked for the administration. So I think there's an argument for John Bolton that he would have to, there would be, and this is why it would drag out, because there would be arguments about what he could say and what he couldn't say. And Pat Cipollone and the other White House counsels would have to determine what's appropriate because he did work for the White House during the time that the Democrats want to question him about. So there would be a lot of stickiness, I think, in exactly how this would go, and a lot of fighting and back and forth. It's going to be a mess.
What did the president say about the people who attacked, the Saudis who attacked the buildings during September 11, 9/11, were treated better than he was treated by the news media? I don't, is that what he, do you know anything about that?
I don't remember that. No.
No. All right. So Mitch McConnell, how's he playing this?
Well, I think he's trying to play it like, you know, Mitch McConnell plays things. I don't think he wasn't out there this weekend, certainly. And I don't think he should have been because he's the one who's everybody's looking at. You didn't see him and you didn't see Chuck Schumer this weekend. You saw everybody else. And so I think Mitch is going to, we'll start the trial on Tuesday, and he'd like to debate about witnesses further in, but I think the Democrats are going
started,
to try to push
it. John Roberts is the one who's
he has a role in rallying votes essentially and whipping votes to see where they stand with witnesses and such, and he has said all along that he already has the numbers that he needs to push this forward. So I don't know. It's tough because you have the media saying, well, don't be so sure, you've got Murkowski, Collins, maybe Mitt Romney who might come against you, but we really won't know until we get into it. Everybody speculates and tries to set up the worst-case scenario, and nobody, you know,
wastes
we don't know.
Time. All right. So the other thing, a lot of politicking and engineering of positions over the weekend in terms of the Democrats who are running. I think somebody asked Joe Biden whether he would pick Barack Obama, who has made it kind of no secret that he wouldn't mind being a Supreme Court justice. Put him on the Supreme Court. What do you think of that for an idea?
I think that's one of the promises that Biden's trying to make to try to catch fire with the Obama crowd, because he hasn't been able to do that yet. He hasn't. In fact, many members of the Obama administration have endorsed other candidates, and Barack Obama won't actually come out and endorse anybody, although the rumor is that quietly, well, in fundraising events, he's been saying to investigate Elizabeth Warren over Joe Biden.
What a waste of time that is.
Well, you know, it's interesting to know that, you know, the guy that you worked for 8 years is out there whispering in people's ears, hey, look at Elizabeth Warren. don't follow Joe.
Don't look at Elizabeth Warren. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see where he goes. Calitrin, Calotrin. You're used to hearing me talk about how it's the healthiest weight loss program out there, the best product in America to help you lose weight, therefore get more energy. It's better for your joints if you don't have so much weight. Been around for 22, 23 years, all natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. It works. That's the most important thing. Go to Calitrin.com, use the DJV code, get discounts of $10 off every bottle and a free bottle every time you buy more than three. Calitrin.com.
Huh? Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If I was Saturday night and you were Sunday morning, for a fleeting moment we could touch at midnight. In that moment, could you really know me? But I am looking across the river, longing to be near. The water is too wide, I cannot reach you.
There's a voice here, and as I've heard it over the last day or so, I've been trying to figure, almost like Peter of Peter, Paul, and Mary. But this is not Peter of Peter, Paul, and Mary. It's David Olney, who is a singer and a songwriter, lived in Nashville, toured a lot. He was performing Jennifer up in Santa Rosa. He was on the stage at the 38 Songwriters Festival. Down in Florida, and collapsed on stage and died. His work was recorded, many of his songs. Emmy Lou Harris recorded them, Linda Ronstadt, Del McCoury, many others. Had a heart attack on the stand, 71 years old. Remembered by singer-songwriter Amy Rigby, who was performing alongside him as he dropped to the floor. He was in the middle of his third song when he stopped, apologized, shut his eyes. He was very still, sitting upright with his guitar on, wearing that cool hat, beautiful rust suede jacket that he has. I want the picture to be as graceful and dignified as it was, because it at first looked like he was just taking a moment, but he wasn't. He was dead. Native of Rhode Island, Olney moved to Nashville in 73, later formed the rock group The X-Rays. His first solo album, called Eye of the Storm, was released in 1986. He'd go on to release more than 24 albums over his solo career, survived by his wife and daughter and son. And so, that's pretty startling.
I just think of how horrible that must be if you're a big fan of someone like that, and then you're just sitting there and they pass away. And also, how scary is that you can feel totally normal and then in the middle of doing something, you're gone.
Also for him, how wonderful to go die doing love.
Yeah, it's kind of like the old Western, they died with their boots on. The story of Custer. That's, I'm only I'm not. There's no connection.
I guess what I think, on the battlefield. But yeah. I guess what I think is kind of lame, though, is that people won't just respect the moment and respect the privacy of the moment, and instead have to put it on Facebook and on Instagram. I don't know. Yeah. I think that's kind of disrespectful.
Well, I think there's too much of. It doesn't make any difference what the issue is, Jennifer.
We don't
whole
have to take a picture of everything. I mean, yeah. If this is this guy's last moments, is it up to people to put it up on Facebook? No.
Well, but that's what they've been trained to think. Or they think they're there and it makes them important. You know, that kind of stuff. All right, so that's that story. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program for Monday with Jennifer, Kara, Doug, and you enjoying the music of Dolly. She's getting into the greeting card game. This is pretty interesting, Jen. She's teamed up with American Greetings to create a line of digital and physical products that incorporate her timeless music and pretty unique personality. That she certainly has. So in the coming months, American Greetings is going to roll out a new line of greeting cards that include her famous Dollyisms. First announced product is a birthday audio and video, sort of a smash-up e-card that's inspired by Parton's song 925. Parton says that I'm so thrilled to be in this relationship with these folks at American Greetings. When presented with the opportunity, I knew it was perfect. I loved connecting with people in unique ways, and I think she's very good at that, too, isn't she? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Being able to integrate products that take inspiration from my music, and it's like she's a cash machine. Everything she touches, it really goes right to the top. I know firsthand how a few words in a card can change somebody's day for the better. I'm looking forward to working with the creative group at American Greetings to develop cards that do just that. The news the birthday e-card came as Dolly celebrated her 74th birthday over the weekend, 28 after the hour.
She made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a code of many colors.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two people dead after a Sunday night shooting outside a bar in Kansas City, Missouri. And police say 15 other people were wounded. One of the dead is the suspect. They say it happened in the parking lot of a bar in the southeast part of the city when a suspect just started firing into a crowd that was lined up outside. An armed security guard killed the shooter. One of the people charged with presenting the House impeachment case, warning Republicans in the Senate to be careful about choices they make regarding the trial. Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York.
Any Republican senator who says there should be no witnesses or even that witnesses should be negotiated is part of the cover-up.
He spoke on Face the Nation. Democratic Congressman from Illinois, Bobby Rush, wants a congressional oversight hearing into Major League Baseball cheating scandals. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Monday. It's the Monday message, the Monday memo, and oftentimes on Monday, sadly, there's mayhem to report, and I guess the situation in Honolulu begs for some focus. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria still is having a voice problem, so she's not here. Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, with the two Honolulu police officers killed in a shootout in the Diamond Head area. The suspect in the shooting apparently set a home on fire. Police said the area that was in focus was closed because of the police investigation. But there's video from the Hawaii News Network showing several homes on that street in flames. A FBI Honolulu operations port technician said the FBI was responding to the report of an active shooter. The mayor of Honolulu tweeted his deepest condolences. So this is one of those stories. There's not a lot of information, but people are buzzing about it because it's,
well, it's
another
pretty,
one of these
it's
things.
Pretty ridiculous. Of course it's an officer shooting. We don't like to hear about that. But this is a 69-year-old man who was facing eviction. And so because of that, he's been accused now of fatally shooting these two police officers from Honolulu who were just responding to the scene of a stabbing. And then he apparently set a raging fire that destroyed seven homes in Diamond Head. The officers have been identified as Officer Enriquez, who is a seven-year veteran of the force, and Officer Coloma, who is a nine-year veteran of the force. Both of these people looked pretty young. As the police chief spoke to reporters, she was very emotional and her voice shook. She said, on behalf of the men and women of the Honolulu Police Department, our deepest condolences go out to the families. The HPD, Ohana, grieve along with you. She added she knew the officers very well, and you can imagine that. I'm sure the police force in Honolulu isn't extensive like it is in some major cities where maybe it's possible you don't actually get to know all of the people that work underneath you. But she said that they were like my kids. They were with me for 5 years at receiving desk when I was a major there. So when they first came into the department, up until I made chief, I knew them personally. This is a place where we don't hear about stuff like this very often, and so I think that makes it all the much more difficult for them to deal with. And suspect, at least they believe, was Jerry Hanel, who died when the home he was in went up in flames, but they haven't yet located his remains, so they're still processing the scene, and that could take a long time. Court documents show that he had a history of erratic behavior, making false 911 reports. His attorney said he had delusions that he was being tracked by the FBI, and they had no permits to own firearms, so he owned these guns illegally.
Well, it's more of the same mental illness stuff. It isn't.
There's also two other women who haven't been found yet in this scene too, so there could be
fires.
More.
Yeah. I'm giving them some, giving them, that is the police, some time here in this circumstance, because again, it underscores how dangerous being in that profession is for those who are on the other side. There's the law, the other side of the law. That's pretty dangerous stuff. This another example of that, Jennifer, a 15-year-old boy arrested at a high school basketball game in Dallas earlier in the month, faces murder charges because one of the victims over the weekend died from the shootout at a basketball game in this high school. The suspected gunman, whose name wasn't released and probably ought not to be, a lot of these kids, they do this, and sometimes adults as well, they do it because they want the fame, the glory, whatever. I don't know what the circumstance is here. I just know that I'm so tired of reading these sorts of things. And there's no comment anymore. There's nothing that makes this, there's nothing different about it. It's just another example of somebody having a gun that ought not to have a gun, how the hell he got it.
Well, and he didn't get it through the right channels either, and that's always the argument of responsible gun owners is, okay, these people are going to get the guns despite the law. Why wouldn't you give someone who is doing it lawfully the chance to protect themselves? And that's the argument that's being made every single day by people like me who are responsible gun owners.
Yeah. I'm trying to understand this story. There was an off-duty police officer who got killed over the weekend as he sat in the passenger seat of a car that was driven by a woman who was drunk, and the car slammed into the back of a truck.
Oh, boy.
Did you see that? The
I hadn't heard about that.
It was in Plainfield, Illinois, on I-5-5. It's the southern part of Illinois. So this guy, police officer, was sitting in the car. There was an accident that involved a couple of the trucks that occurred just beforehand. There's nothing here that suggests why this guy was in the car to begin with. Anyway, it's just more of the same kind of stuff. And it's, a lot of it is inexplainable. A lot of the stuff that goes on just doesn't make any sense. Not any sense at all. People lose their lives all the time involved in things that are nonsensical. A lot of strange reactions to that. Speaking of reactions to things, Prince Harry and Princess Meghan, or whatever, Duchess.
Not
Meghan,
anymore. Don't Meghan, call them that.
Right. No more the Duke and Duchess of Sussex giving up their titles, sort of like handing your papers back into the Queen.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? the Queen issued a statement laying out the plan for Harry and Meghan to begin their new independent lives. First of all, they give up their royal titles, and now they're just known as Harry, Duke of Sussex, and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, the same as Harry's mother Diana became Princess of Wales following her divorce. Neither will be referred to as his or her Royal Highness. Harry will also be forced to give up his military positions. Currently, Prince Charles supports the couple financially. 95% of what they have comes from him. That'll continue for the time being, but then they forfeit the 5% of the public taxpayer funds they get annually and will repay the $3 million used to refurbish the Frogmore Cottage, which remains their residence there in England.
Yeah, they spent like rent. £3.5 million on redecorating and redoing it, and they now are going to have to pay that back, and I think that's fair. I guess they had also pitched that they wanted like a hybrid rule where they could continue to keep their titles, but they'd be allowed to pursue personal income so that they could continue representing the Queen, but I think it was like they were given two choices, either you're in or you're out, and they basically chose out. Harry actually spoke out at a speech at a charity dinner, and he said, our hope was to continue serving the Queen, the Commonwealth, and my military associations, but without public funding, unfortunately, that wasn't possible. So he's much more mum about what the deal actually looked like, but clearly it wasn't exactly what they had hoped for.
No, not at all. So the SAG Awards were held last night here in Los Angeles. I was with Miles making dinner for him, so I didn't get his... to see the SAG Awards. I wanted to, but I'm looking at all of the bling, the verbal bling that comes out of these things, the pictures and the gossip. Well,
the most
and all
famous
stuff.
Was Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt.
Right, yeah.
Brad Pitt made a joke, actually. He was very funny on stage. He seems like he's Brad Pitt like he was before Angelina, almost, like he's relaxed now.
Right.
He was accepting Best Supporting Actor Award for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and he was up on the stage, and he said, you know, it was really a stretch for me to play a guy without his shirt on all the time who was high most of the time and who didn't get on with his wife. But he said, I persevered.
Yeah, there you
Everybody
go.
Laughed, and then people went crazy on the Internet because there were pictures of him holding Jennifer Aniston's hand and them having, like, a private moment. They were both award winners last night, so there were some pictures from them backstage.
And Jennifer took a shot at the SAG Awards, whoever the leaders are, because they didn't do anything with Adam Sandler's movie, which is, I couldn't imagine why they would. It was the worst movie I've seen
for a
long time.
It was the Oscars, too, and that was the big snub, so she made comment about it.
Yeah, it's a horrible movie. I did see Bad Boys, which was the number one movie over the weekend, and for those of you who wonder, it is exactly what you would expect. You've seen Bad Boys 1, Bad Boys 2, this is Bad Boys 3, and it sets up at the end Bad Boys 4. It's like a James Bond movie, a Star Wars movie. You get what you expect to get. That's it. Neither here nor there. I did see Doolittle also, and a lot of amazing animation, the voices and stuff. The story's not great, but it's kind of cute. It's a family thing. You bring.
Did you have trouble understanding Robert Downey Jr.?
No. Why? Was that the rip?
My dad went to a screening of it. No, my dad went to a screening of it on Thursday, and everybody that was in the screening audience said it was very hard to understand the accent that he was putting on
for
the role.
He put on an accent, but I didn't think it was. No, that didn't bother me at all. All right, let's see what we have for today to celebrate. Most people know it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, concept of the official day originally promoted by labor unions. Interesting enough, I think that there's a man played a very important part in changing sort of modern America. I think we have too many holidays, and I say this all the time when it's this or Columbus Day, but I think that it's a time for people to be learning about what he was all about. I know that Representative Congressman John Conyers and Edward Brooke, who was a senator from Massachusetts, both of them black, introduced a bill in Congress after he died to make his birthday a national holiday. Came to a vote in the House in 1979, but it fell short of the number of votes that were needed for passage. Only two other figures had national holidays honoring them, George Washington, Christopher Columbus. After that, the King Center looked for support from the corporate community and the general public. The success of their strategy at the time sort of when I think Stevie Wonder. What I remember about Stevie Wonder and the song "Happy Birthday" was released to popularize the campaign in 1980, and he hosted a Rally for Peace press conference also in 81. 6 million signatures were collected for a petition for Congress to pass this law, considered the largest petition in favor of an issue in U.S. history. President Reagan originally opposed the holiday, but on November 2, 1983, he signed a bill proposed by Representative Katie Hall to create a federal holiday in honor of Mr. King. The bill had passed the Senate by 78-22, the House Representatives 338-90, and so the first time it was observed was in 1986 on January the 20th. It's his birthday. So, again, I object to all of these. It has nothing to do with Martin Luther King. I just object to all these holidays. But I do think the man and his life, the work that he has done, has been a very important part of modern America, shall we say. And some of the stores are closed.
One of the good things about today is I still know quite a few people who are working, but most of the people, a lot of my friends actually that I know who aren't working, typically take this day as a day of service. I know that's become a more popular thing. So whatever you're working on, people go out and pick up trash and parks or just do things to try and help the community. So and this is actually a holiday where I know you want people to be in school so they're learning about it. But with MLK, that's one where you definitely learn about him. Like, you know, entire week leading up to it. Next month is Black History Month, so there's definitely a lot of education around it still.
So most government offices are closed today. The schools are closed. Libraries are closed. Post offices are closed. Courts are closed. So it's a real official holiday. I don't know. It doesn't feel like a holiday to me. We always are on the air, but we're on the air most holidays anyway. It doesn't feel to me like, when I think of holidays, I think Christmas, New Year's, July 4th, Memorial Day, Labor Day, Thanksgiving. I think those are the holidays. I think Veterans Day.
Well, and maybe if this were like in the middle of the year. The sad thing is that it's right after Christmas and everybody's just like, okay, just getting back into it.
Then there's something else.
But it's honestly, I think it is a very important day and I'm glad he has his own day. I think it's the right thing.
Okay. All right. So here we go into the television news. Paris Hilton, Jen, been out of the limelight for quite a bit of time now. She's taking her knowledge of cooking to YouTube. Cooking with Paris
or
is on Hilton's
thereof.
YouTube.
I watched a video of this. She doesn't seem to have much cooking knowledge.
Well, why would anybody watch her or want to watch her on
a
cooking
show? A spectacle, I guess.
Is
I mean, I watched the video and she was making lasagna. And she seems to not really know how to boil pasta that well. She's putting salt and pepper on it, and it's going all over the stove. So I don't know how long it'll last, but it was kind of entertaining.
So she, the YouTube channel, is that becoming significant as far as television is concerned? How important is the YouTube
channel? YouTube, yeah. For kids especially, that's all just
so people who create
YouTube
videos. Is that something that gets a lot of exposure? Let's say somebody in my community or any community wanted to have a YouTube video to talk about what's going on in town. Is that something that could be?
Well, it depends on how you market it and what people have an appetite for. I mean, for people who are looking for makeup tutorials, they're all over YouTube. For people who are looking for their favorite celebrities doing something, they're all over YouTube. But, you know, is something that is not of it. If you put even the most wonderful thing up on YouTube and you don't tell people about it like anything else, are people going to find it?
Right. All right. What are they going to find tonight that's new on TV, Jen?
Well, a couple of interesting things. National Geographic has a new show called Brain Games. I don't know if you've heard about it, but Ted Danson, Tiffany Haddish, Drew Brees, they'll all be some of the contestants that are playing on this game show. It's at 8 o'clock on National Geographic. And Aaron Hernandez, an ID murder mystery, new tonight at 9 o'clock on Investigation Discovery.
All right, it's 10 before the hour here on the DJB program.
When you have have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen doing Victoria's job because Victoria doesn't have a voice. So I will lend my hand to the information that has been presented to me, including the focus on cell phones during the impeachment proceedings. The president's impeachment trial expected to begin as has been the case. We've been talking about this for, seems like, years and years and years. Anyway, get started tomorrow. Don't expect to see any senators tweeting from the proceedings because they will have to leave their phones at the door. That's pretty good. Tablets, laptops can't come along for the ride either. This is the official decorum guideline for the impeachment. No electronic devices allowed at all, period. End of story. They'll have to be stored in the cloakroom outside the proceedings, apparently in a special new cabinet. Then I'll have all those devices locked up. Does that mean Trump will be without his phone and the ability to tweet as well? Well, it's not clear yet about that. Most of the rules seem to be to apply specifically to senators, including a rule that keeps them from talking to their neighbors during the trial as well. This is going to be interesting. These people never saw a microphone they didn't like, to keep them quiet is going to be quite a job for Mitch McConnell. Senate has a long-standing policy against photos from inside the chambers, but it looks like the press will be getting not much access at all, no matter what, to senators. They'll be restricted to a second-floor press gallery without any electronic devices. They'll be swept with a magnetometer every time they enter or exit and not be allowed to walk with the senators in the building. Senator Murkowski of Alaska seems happy with the arrangement. Paying attention is significant and important, and I'm glad that we can put these devices down, she said. I'm glad we'll be sitting in our chairs. I'm glad that we're going to be focused on what's in front of us at all times. I think it's important. It's beautifully old-fashioned, and I think we ought to stick to it. Good for her. Phone use got stricter in the House, too, after members started live-streaming a gun control sit-in back in 2016. Senator, Speaker Paul Ryan at the time, proposed harsh penalties, but nothing was ever made official. So that's the story about cell phones and what's going to happen as the impeachment trial gets going. Here is Mojo Lens delivering new smart contacts. Listen to this for your eyes.
The Geek Out. Many of you are waiting to buy an augmented reality headset because the current models are goofy, bulky, and frankly expensive, but now I'm waiting for my AR contact lenses. Yes. Last week, Wired Magazine wrote about Mojo Lenses, a California-based company working to deliver an AR experience that's invisible to anybody except the wearer. Now, basically, the idea is taking all that graphical information and putting it right onto the surface of one's eyeball in the form of a contact lens. And that seems like a huge technical hurdle, and it is, but once you read the article, you'll understand how the company is working to solve it over time. We've linked to the very cool tech story at Wired on our Twitter, at The Geek Out.
You are now listening to the powerful frequency of driving a Toyota Tacoma, RAV4, and 4Runner. This experiment confirms power runs in the family. Toyota, let's go places. Visit toyota.com/testmiles for details.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Next up here, I have focused on Baby Yoda toys. See, Kara, I told you, these things are so damn ugly. That's not why Disney is after them. But Disney owning the rights to all things that have the Star Wars name on them, cracking down on online retailer Etsy for capitalizing on the popularity of Baby Yoda from its new Star Wars-inspired series, The Mandalorian. Disney has demanded that Etsy remove all these items depicting the green alien-like creature whose character's name is officially the Child, but bears a very striking resemblance to Yoda. When The Mandalorian was first released on Disney's streaming service, that's Disney Plus last year, Baby Yoda became a big pop culture sensation, out-trending political candidates on Twitter, and fodder a lot of yak on it. Some of the late-night talk shows as well, except for a smattering of mugs, T-shirts, and other easy-to-produce knickknacks, there really weren't any Baby Yoda products around. So now Disney wants to keep it that way. Several sellers have complained their listings for items depicting the character were removed by Etsy after the complaint from Disney. That's that story.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.